You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 4. Cheer! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of YPG, and a Premier Boy Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. I also got my special guest. We have a returning guest on the show. She was on my show, episode 43. I was on her show many times. We got Angelica from A Little Bit of Everything with Me back on the show. And we're going to talk to her about her podcast show, updates about her life. Her being an award-winning podcast, wow, amazing. And many more. And this is actually the anniversary of her being on my show from 1 year later. So this is basically a 1 year later episode. So yeah, I look forward to see all the updates that she have going on. But y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
This is a Coupon Queenman from the CQP Moments podcast, and you're listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast with the man himself, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at the time, I will be giving you a Benjamin Facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, write your own story. Do not let anybody write it for you. And what I mean by that is, only you could create your stories. Nobody else can write it for you. Nobody else can tell you how to live your life. It's only up to you to live your life. Don't let other people do that for you. So write your story. Tell the world what you've been through and what you want to get out of life and everything that you going. Only you can tell that story, and I think you should tell that story. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, MythTheGentleman, LifeStylePocket.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for MythTheGentleman, LifeStylePocket. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of MythTheGentleman, LifeStylePocket. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey everyone, it's Angelica from A Little Bit of Everything With Me podcast, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and rate his podcast, and enjoy the show.
Yes, welcome back everybody, welcome back. And at the time, I got my special guest. She is a fan of the show. She's been on the show before, I believe episode 43, season 3. I've been on her show many times. She's doing a whole lot of things, of course. We're gonna dive into that. She's also now a podcast award winning. Wow, amazing. And also, she's also a part of the Kulak crew. We got Angelica in the building. Angelica, welcome back on the show. How you doing?
Hi, Ken. Hey, everyone. I am doing great. I cannot believe it. And thank you for having me back. This is fantastic.
Yes, because you already know, today it's been exactly 1 year since you've been on my show. Wow, you know, welcome back, and you know, happy anniversary for being back on my show for this exact day. It's crazy.
Well, thank you. It's I cannot believe it. It's been a year, and so much has changed.
Yeah. Like they said, a lot can change in 1 year. A lot can change in 1 year, mm-hmm. And you know, and we're gonna dive to a lot of it. So, but of course, for those that missed the first interview. Let them know, where are you from?
So I'm from Toronto, Canada, born and raised. My parents are from Central America, Nicaragua. They immigrated here, I believe it was about 37, 38 years ago. It's been such a long time, but I am Canadian.
Nice. You ain't no nice. So let's talk about your beginning of life. Like, let's talk about how your life been growing up.
Wow, my life growing up. So the first 6 years of my life has been great. I traveled a lot. My dad was like one of those guys that, you know, I'm here in this country. I got my papers. I need to travel. They went to, apparently after 2 months I was born, they took me to New York City, then drove into New Jersey. And I think they went back because at the time it was super dangerous and they didn't feel comfortable staying at a motel. So they ended up rerouting back. But we always traveled within the province. We went camping. We always used to go to Florida a lot because we have family there. But like, to me, that's like my second home. And we always traveled. He always took us to new places and everything. And, you know, life was great until grade that same year. So when I was 6 years old in the first grade, I was diagnosed with a learning disability, but also my dad got into an at-work accident who became an injured worker. And oh, wow. Basically, he fell 3 stories from a house that they were constructing, like these townhome subdivisions. And they basically kind of told us he may not make it. He was in a coma for 2 weeks. And it seems like it's like I'm remembering this like it was yesterday. And I wouldn't be surprised if we did just pass his anniversary of that. Oh, wow. And yeah, so it's like, oh my gosh, I'm grateful he's alive, but things change and our life changed. You know, there was no money. He wasn't working. He couldn't work anymore. He was pretty much written off because his injury was very hard that, you know, he can't do anything. He can't even do the basic smallest job because half of his body became like it was a tear muscle. He can't sleep. He hardly sleeps. He's lucky to get 30 minutes of sleep a day, even to this day. So there's stuff that's unfixable. And unfortunately, you know, he's living that life, but he's always maintained positive. But as we got older and became teenagers, we realized like, what other things can we do to make him happy? Because of course it takes a toll on your mental health. Yeah. And also with my learning disability, he has taught me that you got to push forward and push through any situation like he has. So he's been an inspiration because he hasn't let this thing get to him mentally, even though sometimes it's hard. Yeah. But you can still see that he's always positive and he's always trying to do more and really just, you know, enjoy life with what he's able to do and what he can. I'm lucky he's able to still walk. He's not in a wheelchair. But it's just upper body mobility is a lot more difficult. Again, like if you're not sleeping, it's hard. But as kids growing up and seeing that and now not having the little things that we called that were privileged to us, being able to travel, it really, really sucked. But you learn from this. You learn the values. You learn that you appreciate you still have a roof over your head. You still have food on the table. And that really just taught me life a lot better than just being given everything, because nowadays you see kids get given everything and they don't appreciate the little things, right? So that was pretty much life. And yeah, it's just crazy how things change in the spur of a moment.
Yeah, that is crazy. And thank God that, you know, your father is doing well. He's still here. And, you know, always hearing your story is always inspiring, because you always tell me stories and it's just wild. And God, I just thank you for, you know, having you doing your thing and your father through here. That's amazing. I'm not going to lie. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So how that made you the person you are today?
It made me be strong, resilient, and to push forward. My parents have always been a support system, regardless of the situation, and dealing with a learning disability, not finding a cure, not knowing what it is or how to get rid of it is something definitely that really pushed me to pursue my passions and my dreams. And I loved how they were able to just tell me, you can do whatever you want. And the thing is, it's because I know the journey that my dad took to immigrate into this country. You go through trains, he's been to jail so many times along the way. He had to swim through rivers. He was, you know, begging strangers for food and some clean water and a bath so this way he can continue on his journey. It's just like you hear that and it's you're thinking to yourself, how can I make them proud? How can I teach them and show them, not really teach them, but show them like what they taught me has obviously engraved and I've been able to really, you know, pursue in this country. And I look at the hardships that they've both gone through, especially my mom, like, you know, you have to go to work right away. She was already learning English at school in her spare time when I was at school, but it was just like, you know, you just had to jump into it right away because you have to provide for your family. So it really taught me to just keep moving forward. And, you know, I don't want to waste the opportunities given, especially in this country. And we're all so fortunate to be living in this country, because look at the opportunities we're getting. You know, it's the same thing as the US. Like, you're given opportunities. Why not take them? Why not try them? Why not just challenge yourself? Because you don't know. So that's been the mentality lately with me, because again, you know, my mom took obviously the easy route. Yeah. As soon as he got here, it's like, hey, you know, I'm buying your plane ticket for you and my son and I'll see you soon. You know, she didn't have to go through rough water. She didn't have to, but a lot of people still do that because they want to provide a good life for their children. And my dad and my parents always said, you know, we want to provide the best and the best. And obviously they did by, let's just be real here, providing a roof, the meals, the schooling, the education, and all the other teachings along the way. It wasn't the materialistic things. So it really put me into perspective, like, I want to show them how proud they can be of me and what I can accomplish with or without a learning disability.
Yes, and you killing it right now. I know they are definitely proud of you. You're doing amazing things. You're definitely killing it. So I know a lot of time you came to the show. We talk about, you know, a little bit of everything with me, your podcast show. So tell us, for those who missed the last episode, tell us about your show and tell us what inspired you to start the show.
My show, like Ken mentioned, it's a little bit of everything with me. And I talk reality TV, review Netflix shows with my lovely co-host, the Coupon Queen Bin. But I also do interviews of guests, including yourself. Ken's been on the show already. And we chat about the different professions, the different journeys that everyone's taken, the ups and downs. It's really awesome to hear the hard journey of people who just went through their lowest lows and, you know, reach to the top or on their way of reaching to the top. And I love hearing different perspectives and stories like that, because that's what inspire people. And that's what they inspire me. Every time I have a guest on this show, it's like, oh my gosh, I just love hearing people's stories, even though sometimes like I can get emotional and I'm trying to stay like tough during the interview. It's just like, wow, these are real people sharing their stories. Like, you know, people who've been bankrupt 5 times trying to provide that dream and ready to lose their family. People who just been in a career for so long and they said, you know what, screw it. I'm going to do what I actually want. People who started businesses because they had no choice because they lost their job. You know, I love interviewing those people, but also interviewing different podcasters. Every podcaster has a different journey. I even have professionals who come on and share topics of different things that can value the listener and learn from it. So it is a little bit of everything. It's variety. There is something for everyone. And with the coupon Queenpin from CQP Moments podcast, we have created a partnership collaboration of doing Netflix shows reviews and also shower karaoke, where we pick a song. If it's either shower worthy, leaving it in the shower, or karaoke worthy. And of course, she comes to my show to review our amazing addictive show called 90 Day Fiance. And we just love talking about it because you can't make this stuff up.
True. And you know, y'all check out A Little Bit Earthy with me. I've been on her show for 4 times. And I think I'll be back really soon as well.
Yes, you are, especially for shower karaoke. I know you don't sing, but I love your input and types of music that you bring to the table.
Yeah, and you know, when I do come back, I got a song in my head already. But let my audience know, where can they listen to A Little Bit of Everything with me?
You can listen to A Little Bit of Everything with me on 20 podcast platforms. Of course, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon Music. It's out there and everywhere. So if you just type it in into the podcast platform you listen to, it will be there.
Okay, nice, nice. So speaking of guests, since you have your show, who's so far been your biggest / most impactful guest that you had?
Oh my gosh. You know, everyone asks me this question. It's really hard to answer because I feel like because it's such a variety show, there's been a lot of people who've been on the show that you are just like, oh my gosh, I'm blown away by their stories. And it's so hard to pick a favorite one because they all have these journeys that, that they are telling you heart to heart, their hardships, their how like everything just came crumbling down and how they were able to become successful and overpass that. So I truly feel like everyone's a special guest, even though I did have a celebrity carpenter on the show, who is Zach Giffen from Tiny House Nation at the beginning years when I started podcasting. Yeah, I've been podcasting for 2.5 years. That's a lot of guests. I've interviewed over about 180 and I lost track, like a lot of stories, but it's a lot, especially when you're doing a Monday to Friday show. But everyone's a special guest to me. No one's like my favorite. I don't have like, you're my favorite, or she's my favorite. Everyone's my favorite because they really were able to bring the raw true story of their journeys, of their passions, and how they became successful.
And I'm not gonna lie, I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you answered with that, because I won't be able to answer that question either. So I get it. I mean, yeah, because you know, when you bring people and they tell stories, everybody is telling an amazing story, though. So I do agree with you on that. And yeah, that was a hard question. I'm not even gonna lie. That was no hard question. So also, now I mentioned at the beginning of the show that you are a podcast award winning. By the way, congrats again on that with the Latin podcast award in 2020. So I want to know, how did you find out that you were nominated, and how was your reaction when you won that award?
So believe it or not, when it comes to award season, when it comes to podcasts, you can actually submit your podcast. There usually is a fee because there's a lot entitled to it, like production, the awards, shipping is included. You get a little swag bag. It's kind of like your Oscars moment. But of course, celebrities don't really pay for anything. I'm pretty sure the organization somehow gets a cut from somebody or from the movies that are created. I have no idea. But when it comes to the podcast awards, you're able to submit your podcast. And this is like the time of year that a lot of them are opening up submissions. So I always suggest podcasters to look into the area, see what's happening, see what's going on, because this is like time. This is a time where they start preparing for nominations, and then they get you, the show won't start until probably late in the year. So obviously they've got so much to do within that time frame. So when I submitted it the first time, I was like, I wasn't really thinking of it. I paid my fee for entry, which is fine, because I, you know what, let's support the podcast community. Why not? And I didn't expect nothing of it. I was just like, oh, you know, whatever, whatever happens, happens. Because you know what, these podcasters that were entering have been part of the association, the academy, for 5 years. They've been winning so many awards. These are people in the land community who come from like the CNN, Telemundo. Like, you're talking about the big dogs who created their own podcasters and stuff, and their anchors, and they decided to create their podcast, and you're thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm just this little person, right? So I submitted it, and I waited. I think it was submission time for them was January, February. So it's pretty much a whole year thing, because you get constant emails and stuff like that, which is great, communication. Yeah. Then I got the email, I think it was around, was it March or April? And then I was like, oh my gosh, I was nominated. Like, I freaked out. Like, I jumped. You know, when you get the lotto ticket or a scratch card, and you win $2 and you feel like you won $1 million. That's how I felt like. I was like jumping for joy. I was telling my husband, and my husband's like, are you kidding me? And I was like, what do you mean, are you kidding me? Like, I ain't joking. Like, but he's the type of guy to be straight up with you. And he kind of like, you know, like, how could you get a nomination but not anybody else type ordeal? Like, he's that, he's very hard on me, but I get why he's doing that, to push me to become better and a lot better and better. But, you know, I was just like, oh my God, I got nominated. So of course there's like three different categories that I was part of. So there was bilingual, there was social and society and culture, and also for international, because if you are outside of the US, because the US carries like a whole bunch of podcasts in that category, then they'll put you in international. So you're not going up against US, you're going up to the other countries outside of the US. And, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, three categories. Like, you know, this is crazy. Like, how could this happen? So you're clearly freaking out. And once this ceremony happened in October, I was like, you know, I'm going to listen in. I'm going to support everybody. We're part of a group chat on WhatsApp. We're watching the show live as it goes, because normally it's in person, but of course, because of COVID, they did it virtually, and production was awesome. I sent the link to my friends, my family, especially my mom, my dad, they were up, my brother, because it was a late show. I think it was a Saturday at 8, but then it was on for 2 hours. I'm like, no, you're tired. It's been such a long day.
You're trying
to stay up, and you want to watch it live, because then it's live. Like, it's the show. And as I'm watching, my husband's like falling asleep, because I think he ended up working that day. And my mom's like chatting with me back and forth. I'm watching it through the iPad. And then all of a sudden I hear my name, and I was just like, oh my gosh, did they just say that? Because they play like, it's crazy. They do it so well. It feels like you're in the Oscars or the Grammys. And they said my podcast for bilingual category. And then they play my acceptance speech, because you have to submit all that beforehand, because they don't want to be doing it last minute, which makes sense. It's a huge production and a lot of time. And then I was like, oh my God, that's my voice. Like, that's my voice. I freaking won. And then I waken up my husband, and he's just like, what happened? I'm like, I won. And I was jumping for joy. And I was like, I can't believe, I got so emotional, because I've worked so hard on this podcast. And I really put in like more than 110% in that time. In the first year, it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work and dedication. And you know, you're working full time like yourself and you're working other jobs and you're working all these side hustles and projects. And it kind of really gave me that reassurance that, you know, damn, I did it. Like, it's the Latin Podcast Awards. How much more could you ask for? So for me, it was super emotional winning that. And it's just when it came in the mail, because it does take a while. It is coming from the US and I think it was Arizona. I don't remember what state, but I was just like, oh my gosh, like this thing is big. It's the size of my head. It looks so cool. It's bigger than my Yeti mic. And I was proud of it. And then I brought it home and my mom has it obviously on the shelf. And she's proud of it too. My parents, everybody is. And I was nominated again this year for the same three categories again, but you're up against these same top dogs who've been podcasting for more than 5 years. So you're just like, oh my gosh, like what are the chances? And I've seen top dogs who win, like they wipe out almost every category that they're in. And you're just like, oh my God, the pressure, right? But, you know, I've been nominated again this year. I'm happy. I'm excited. The show's going to happen sometime between end of September, October. And then the co-op family was nice enough to nominate me for Etobicoke Community Votes. Which I really thank all of you, especially yourself, who's part of the co-op, the Circle of Outstanding podcast community. And I was just like blown away because, again, I'm up against these radio stations who I used to listen to after they have like 20 commercials in between two songs. And I was like, I cannot believe it. Like, what's going to happen this year with that? So it's a lot of community involvement. It's a lot of, you know, hey, keep nominating me, because there's a nomination period, then a voting period, and then there's the finals, which is happening, I think, September, to see who wins the community award. So yeah, there's that happening. And we'll see. Like, the fact that you're nominated is already enough. Winning is just the bonus, but the nomination is what really, like, these judges are judging you by your podcast and your episodes and who've been podcasting or producers for so long, that it's like they're taking the time to really analyze and, you know, feel what the category you're in to see, like, if you're a winner or not. But being nominated is like over the moon.
Yeah, I agree with you. And once again, congrats on that. Congrats on winning. And, you know, good luck on the nomination that you got this year. I know you got it. But let them know. Let them know how can they nominate? How can they put in their votes so they can vote for you?
Sure. So for the Latin Podcast Awards, you can go to latinpodcastawards.com and you will scroll all the way down till you see there's a whole bunch of categories, and under society and culture, you see a little bit of everything with me. And the community votes is if you go to etobicoke.communityvotes.com or go to communityvotes.com and go into Etobicoke, you go into the sports category, because that's where they put radio stations as a category. And you will find my podcasts are listed. The first one, because it's alphabetical order, thank goodness. And that way you can just click nominations. And then, it's also the link in my bio on my Instagram at A Little Bit of Everything with Me. But of course, Ken will have these links in the show notes.
Yeah, I definitely will have it in the show notes. So, yes. So we'll backtrack on the social media at the end of the show, but... But one thing we spoke about a little bit briefly the last episode you was here, but we didn't get too much into it, that you got a closing line call, all very good, you know. And so I want to talk to you what made you go that route?
Well, because I wanted to test my creativity. I wanted to test out what else I could do. You probably as know, we've talked off air so many times, and it's just like, there's always something going on in Angelica's world and Angelica's mind that she's trying to conquer. And I decided to start a merch line to see how I can use my creativity, and the stuff that I love to wear or use can be on the website, and, you know, put it out there for people. So it's been it's good. It's been hard. It's been a lot of work, and I've been taking a little hiatus on it. And I'm hoping by the end of this year I can get some new collections out, because I try to get ideas through what I wear and what I see, and kind of just like, what is my lifestyle to put it onto the designs, and what would people like. I try to make it as genderless as possible, and I just wanted just to be creative. And I know when I created that podcaster sweatshirt and t-shirt, I noticed it got such a great reaction, and I, you know, I put everything together, like it's having the circle in red because it's, you know, we're always recording, you know, and the circle, the O in podcaster in red, that we're recording, and, you know, just trying to create my, get my creative juices going, and figure that could be another project for me. But since the podcast has been picking up so much since the beginning of the year, especially during the pandemic, a lot more people are home. I was just like, I can't even keep up with the clothing line. So I kind of just put it on hold. I wasn't really like, oh my gosh, I need to focus on it. Because again, I still work a full-time job. You know, your typical 40 to 50 hours a week. And it's just like, how much more can you give? And the podcast has been doing so well. So I focused on that. And then I said, you know what, let me just take it slow with the clothing line and see where I can pick up after. So it is a lot of work. It's a lot of work, just like the podcast. You really got to be on top of things, especially with holidays, which I pretty much every single holiday, I kind of just like, wow, I have no time to pump stuff out. Because technically you're planning for Halloween, you're planning for Christmas. Like this is the time you're planning for all of that. So really, it was just really hard. So I'm hoping in the new year or by the end of this year, I can really focus on that.
Yeah, like I said earlier, you're doing a lot. You're killing it. And, you know, I got a couple of your stuff for the clothing line. You know, you're doing the main thing. I do got this mug. Yeah, I love this mug. So, yeah, you know. So, everybody, check out the All Very Good, you know, and stuff like that. Also, okay, one thing that I just caught my attention recently, and I didn't know you did this until, like, you sent me the information, that you are a voice artist. How do you manage to do that? Like, yeah, you gotta tell me, how you manage to do that? That's dope. How you manage to do that?
You're probably like, what else is there, right? Like, what time do you have?
Nah,
I'm very ambitious. I'm very ambitious.
But I mean, you're just like me, because I'm very ambitious too. I like to try to take on the world well, but you're doing a lot of things. You definitely one of my inspirations, because you make me want to go harder. So,
You know what the thing is because of COVID, you don't know what was going to happen. You don't know if you were going to get your job. You don't know if, like, you don't even know what was going to happen. So I had to, like, kind of come up with different ways to see what I can maintain multiple streams of income and try to make something into an income. Because, of course, the podcast, I don't monetize. I don't do the advertising and everything, because it's like, you know, it's such a passion project that can lead me to different opportunities. So with this one in particular, as a voiceover artist or voice artist, everybody that I've interviewed in the first year of podcasting has said, you have such a great voice. And I'm thinking, oh, please. Like, you know, thank you. Great. But in my head, you know, I'm pretty sure you got it a couple of times. Like, you got a good voice. Like, you know, you can do this, you can do that. And I was just sitting there, I'm like, you know, that's very nice of them. Like, really, it is. But to me, in your mind, you're like, oh, come on. Like, it took a while for me to listen to my own episodes. So after so many people, and I think the first year I interviewed over 130 people. And I was like, okay, I'm getting the same message over and over and over again. You should do voiceover work. You should become a voice artist. You should do this. You have a great voice for radio. Why don't you do that? So every time I spoke to somebody, a guest who does not even know me, because, you know, as you know, we interview guests, we get to know them, and then through our interviews, but it's like, it's not like they know anything about me besides your own friends and family. And of course, now with the co-op group, right? But every person kept saying, you should become a voiceover artist, do voiceover work. And I'm just like, what is this? So I looked into it and I said, you know what, let me take the plunge. So what I did it's been almost a year. Wow. So last year during the spring, summer, I looked into agencies and I just submitted all my work only within Canada because I wasn't sure how to do it within like the US market and of course the European market. Yeah. But now I've been learning a lot and that's my next goal. But I decided to submit all my stuff. I did a couple of, and as a podcaster, you have all the tools that you need. So I submitted a lot of samples and I just like, you know what? Let me try this out. Because everyone's telling me something. Like maybe it's the sign. And then I got a call from an agency. They wanted to see me. And it was TN Model and Talent up here in Vaughan. And I was like, I'm just going to go in. You know, the thing is with me, though, you probably know this by now. It's like, I don't think of anything of it. It's more of, it happens, it happens. It doesn't happen. Yeah. Like, if someone's going to put me down because I'm not good enough, I'm just going to be like, okay, cool. Then there's somebody else that can do it. And, you know, you have to have that mentality sometimes because then you can't always be, oh my gosh, I wasn't chosen for the part. I wasn't chosen for this. Like, you can't do that because then you need to learn how to let things go. It's not the right time or the right person or the right character. So when I went in, I didn't know what to expect. My first time going to an agency. And I met with the owner who looks for talent. And we had, you know, this conversation was supposed to be, I think, 15 or 20 minutes, they said, when they sent me the email. I was there for an hour and a half, Ken. To a point that my mother was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I can't really answer, right? You're just looking at my watch and I see these notifications. She's calling me. She thought I was like being kidnapped or something. Because you don't know, right? Like, especially with the industry, you hear so many things, you're just like, you don't know what can happen. But an hour and a half later, I was like, oh my gosh. And she's like, oh my God, this is great. Like, you're so awesome. We got into podcasting. We got into about my life with learning disabilities. Like, she got to know me in an hour and a half. And then she offered me a contract. And oh, wow. I was just like, a contract for representation. So people don't get confused. And I was just like, oh my God, I have to think this through. So I didn't really take it home and thought about it. I just went for it. And sometimes I normally don't do that.
I usually just
like want to really think about it. But I said, you know what? I think this is something's telling me that I have to do it. So I did it anyway. And ever since, I've had a couple auditions. Obviously, you can't really talk about, you know, the industry. You were in it too.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't really talk about what you're auditioning for and all that. And yeah. I had quite a bit. I wasn't really, I'll be honest, it's a learning process, a lot of work. But I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get this project. I really want to get this project. Oh my gosh, they never called me back. What do I do? Like, I wasn't like that because, again, I have a full-time job that is my main stream of income. It's my main career. And all of this is just whatever, you know, if I do get a part in a show or in an app or on a commercial, that's fine. Like, hey, that was one. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah.
So I love having that opportunity, being able to use my voice into that industry. And I don't know what the future holds with that, but now I'm thinking of expanding more into the US market and also through Europe because I didn't know they're looking for Canadian American accents. So if you're interested, maybe something you want to do too. So I was like, you know, hey, just let it be. If this could work, this could work. I do want to get into radio, but that's always tough because, you know, you got to have the experience. You have to go to school for it. But, I figured whatever the future calls and we'll see what happens. But I was glad to get that opportunity. And, you know, people were telling me, like, you just need to do it.
Yes, and I agree. And I'm glad you went for it. And that's dope. And that's what I always want to do, too. So that is dope. So, you know, congrats on that as well. You kill it. And Jessica, you're killing it. You're killing it. You definitely want me, make me want to step up my game heavy.
But, oh, Ken, yes.
But you know, it's one thing that we haven't gotten into, because we talked about it briefly today, but we spoke about it a lot last episode. Let's talk about the co-op, you know, the circle of outstanding podcasters. And, you know, we just made our 1-year anniversary, you know. And so the question is, like, what is the goal for the community for year one and beyond?
Oh my gosh.
Also, shout out to Keep On Creeping as well.
Oh my gosh. We had so much planned for last year, but of course, COVID hit, the Rona. Yeah. I don't know if they're still calling that, but we want to get into back to where we left off, which was we wanted to do our first meetup in New York City, because most of the co-op members are from New York. And we wanted to host like how to podcast type of seminar and have a panel of us who are in the community to be able to share their experiences with other people who are interested, who are in the middle of the journey, who's just trying to get to network and, you know, gain some more information. And then we were planning on three different states too, if we were able to do it. So one state a year, because obviously we all work full time. Okay. No one's doing this full time podcasting. So we were trying to figure out how we're going to do that. We wanted to do more in-depth calls, bring on speakers. But again, it becomes difficult when it's just the two of us managing. But I feel like everyone was on a different type of schedule during COVID. So I didn't want to bother people either. I didn't want to push people to be doing the things that they were doing before. Hey, like everyone's life is different and different life priorities come into play as well. So I figured, you know what? Let's just let it be. Let's just let it be. If people are going to ask us questions or ask other members questions or collaborations, let them do it.
Yeah.
But in the future, we want to be more active. We want to actually meet our members. We want to start hosting, you know, these seminars and panels. So this way people can actually hear from us, the real people, how we are podcasting, what works, what doesn't, and different types of podcasts. Because everyone's got their own journey. Everyone's got their own purpose. Everyone's got their own passion. So hopefully in the future, we can get that up and running. It's been hard. It's been hard. This is probably, we're going to go into the second year, and it's like, we don't even know if we can even travel at this point. So we're trying to see what else we can do.
I mean, I know as of right now, New York is, I guess, pretty good as of right now. And I think it's definitely possible for us to travel soon. But speaking of, you know, New York and COVID, I know we spoke about it last time you was here about, you know, what happened in Canada and stuff like that. So give us an update on what happened in Canada when it came to COVID. What's going on today?
Yeah, so Canada, we were in three lockdowns.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we were in three state of emergencies. And then I think, and I hate to say this, I think there is another one coming from, according to this new variant that has entered into the country, because the winter gets worse.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, they finally opened things up literally like a month ago. People were able to go into non-essential stores. People were able to, you know, increase their capacity in essential stores and, you know, pretty much open up parks where necessary and stuff. So we're kind of like restarting again, getting back to normal. Patios are able to open outside, no indoor dining as of yet. They're trying to plan that soon. You can finally get a haircut after 2 years.
Get your
nails done after 2 years. It's been rough, and it's hard. It really is. But I've gone so used to ordering stuff online, picking my groceries online, getting them picked up. Again, because I'm still working and you just don't know. And you're trying to, you know, really keep safe for your family's sake. So that's what's been happening right now. We're finally reopening. We're not sure if we're going to go into the third phase of reopening, because it seems like we do phases in like every 4 to 6 or 4 to 8 weeks type ordeal. But we were in lockdown three times.
Oh, wow.
And they're just trying to control the numbers. They just really want to see the numbers less than, I think it's like 200 or 100 in order for everything to reopen. They want people vaccinated, of course, which that's been an ongoing battle with everyone's opinion. And hey, everyone's got their opinion, their choice. So that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, I mean, as long as Canada is getting better, that's all that matters. I mean, I know it's still a slow process for everybody, even though up here it seems to be better, but let's just hope everything get a lot better, because that's all that matters, and everybody's safe and stuff like that.
For sure.
So that's all that matters. So let's go back to brighter things. So what other projects that you have going on that I did not mention yet? I know you do got a lot. You're killing it. You're doing a lot. So what other stuff you got going on?
So I still continue to advocate more for the Learning Disabilities Association. I'm still volunteering. I'm still a speaker for them. I think I've got a couple of speaking engagements coming up, and I'm trying to advocate more for the PCOS community, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. It's something that I'm going through as a journey. I've been diagnosed for 5 years. And also I got an opportunity with Diabetes Canada Association because I am also diabetic, which I haven't disclosed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, life. So I've been diabetic for almost a year coming up September, and I haven't really talked about it, but it kind of took me a year to really, I guess, to really see how my life changes and how I navigate it. So that's something I want to go into, especially being, well, I feel like I'm still young. I'm 31.
Yeah.
I haven't hit that point where you're calling yourself old, even though sometimes I feel like I'm old, but I just want to, you know, be able to share my story with diabetes and how I've been able to manage and enjoy life too, as well. I know it seems like it's like a death sentence, especially with PCOS and diabetes. So, you know, try to get myself more out there in the community and be able to, you know, give a different perspective, because why not, you know, hear someone else's story? Because we hear stories all the time, and, you know, it gives us that motivation and inspiration as well. And I'm hoping, you heard this right here on the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Yeah. I am hoping that I can start writing my book by the end of this year, which is, I've been wanting to do this. It's basically about living life with a learning disability from my younger years all the way to my adult years, and how to pretty much help parents to keep supporting their kids and different situations I've gone through, how they can be able to support them. So I'm hoping I can start writing that by the end of the year. I'm really crossing my fingers, at least get a table of contents of the first couple of pages done. I've been saying that I've been wanting to write a book for the past 2.5 years, and I think the time is now. So those are the projects. But with other projects, getting involved more into the community, it's been difficult because of COVID, but also the podcast, again, it's taken off even more in January, which I didn't expect it. And, you know, having to be in lockdown 3 times, hoping I can get back into the swing of things and getting more involved into the community. I do have a photography business too, which I use that to get into the community, especially with local markets and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, yeah, I do a lot, but the lockdown had really, I feel like it was such a setback, but also it was time to reflect and see what else you can do. What else can you learn? Yeah. What else can you appreciate?
Yeah, and like I said, Joe, you're killing it. And I said, you really inspired me on a lot, because you know, you're going through a lot, but you just keep going, and I appreciate you for that. Like, you keep doing your thing, and I just like, wow. And you know, I wasn't gonna ask this question, but I actually did the last time, but why not? What do you have to say for anybody that going the same route as you, and everything that you're going through, everything that you're doing? What do you have to say to them? Say something the inspiration of them.
You know what? You just got to keep going. You need to stop thinking the negative of things and everything. When I found out I had PCOS and I was told I was never, ever going to have kids, yeah, it felt like a death sentence. And what are you going to do in your life? How's it going to affect your family, your relationship, and even with yourself? But at the end of the day, you need to find the positive outlook of things in different ways that it can help you. And when it came to that, it's like, you can't, again, and I'm going to repeat this, it's the negative. You need to get away and remove all that stress for things to happen. You know, with PCOS, it's so hard, and it's just, you go through different emotions and stuff. And it's like, I found something that works for me, and I'm on the journey, and I'm hoping we're getting close to there, to the progress. And it's, so far it's been amazing. Even with diabetes, the same thing, they call it like a death sentence. Like, oh my gosh, I can't have anything, you know, but you have to make these little changes in order to make yourself better, in order to enjoy the things that you love, because everything comes into portion and portion control. I feel like with anything that you're doing, especially opening up a business or starting a podcast or starting a new career, you really need to focus on the positive outlook on it. Things will always happen. You know, even you and I probably have stories about podcasting where you've been burnt out, you've been tired, you've been exhausted. You've been really like, why am I not getting the listeners? Why am I not looking at the downloads? Why isn't this working out? Why did I get this? But that's like everything in life. Why didn't I get the extra bonus? Why didn't I get that raise? Why did I get that? Just, you need to keep focused on what you're passionate about. Make yourself happy, be happy, and everything falls into place. I know it's easier said than done. Oh, just be happy. But you really need to look into your inner self and really go into the deep, because you will really be able to pursue a lot of things once you find that inner happiness and how to maintain yourself happy. I felt like with this whole journey, with everything that I go through, stress is the number one killer, and trying to eliminate that stress was something that was challenging, and how to do it naturally opposed to just taking all these medications. So I feel like if you're stuck, keep on going, listen to a podcast. You know, between you and I and other podcasters, there's been so many stories of people who wanted to give up on their dream, people who had almost nothing to start their business, who lost their job, who went bankrupt 5 times, people who almost lost their family, their job, their everything. They lived on the streets. They lived in a car just to pursue their dream. And now it is a lot of hard work. Everything's hard work in life. Nothing's easy. And I feel like when you're listening to other people's stories, to hope you get inspired to learn that maybe it's not so bad after all. If you heard somebody sleep in their car for a year because they needed to pay off a huge amount of debt, and now they're able to do the things that they love. Maybe it's not so bad when you've filed for bankruptcy 5 times and your wife and kids want to leave. And, you know, what do you do next? But they were able to overcome these challenges and really make the life that they wanted, all they've been working at for so long. So I feel like anybody who's listening, who's stuck, really think about why you're doing it. Why do you love that passion of yours? And just keep working hard. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of dedication and motivation, even with your health too. Like, you feel like, you know, you get stumbled across these diagnoses and you're just like, what do I do? Well, life needs to keep going. Life just needs to keep going. You just have to learn how to adapt to it and to move on and, you know, continue what you need to continue, because life doesn't stop. It always keeps going, even through the pandemic. How do I keep going? I have to keep going. My mom said, hey, I still got to work. I still got to pay my bills. I'm not going to sit here and dwell because I'm over 65 and thinking that I'm going to get hit. I just got to be safe, and life needs to go on. You got to adapt to it.
And Angelica, that was amazing words, man. Yeah, that really touched me. I'm not gonna lie, that really touched me, man. Thank you for dropping that. Thank you for dropping that. But you ain't know, before you go, we're gonna play a segment game. And you know, a lot of people love this game now. I call it 5 random topics, where I ask you 5 random topics, and you just give me an answer. Some of them I will answer back with you. I will ask you back with you to make it more fun. So yeah, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so the first question is, what song is playing in your headphones right now?
You know, I was just playing before we even started, because obviously there's no song stuck in my head, especially when we're having a conversation like this. I was playing iHeartRadio, a nonstop radio, DJ Extreme, 24-hour Latin mix, and I believe was Bad Bunny, one of the songs from Bad Bunny. That's where I stopped at.
nice. I know for me, since the verses came out, we know Keith Sweat versus Bobby Brown. I've been listening to them a lot more. Keith Sweat, I'll Make It Last Forever, but just playing before I came on the air just now. All right, next question is, what show? I don't know if you can tell us this yet, but what show you and Coupon Queen think about doing next?
What do I feel like doing next?
Yeah. You and Coupon Queen, you know how
y'all. Oh man, what show? Oh my gosh. You know, there's a lot. The thing is, when you live in Canada, we get screwed with the shows that are available in the US. So that's always a tough one. She'll send me like 7 shows like she did previously, and I'm like, I don't have it. I don't have it. Can't watch it. Don't have it. But we're hoping that the Firefly Lane season 2 will obviously we'll continue with that. But if we don't have the same release date for the season 2, then we have to go back to the drawing board. She's probably going to send me another 15 shows and I'm going to be like, don't have it. So yeah, that's a hard one to answer.
All right. So if I had to make a suggestion, this is a little suggestion. Two shows. I think it was Gina and Geely, something like that. It was on Netflix.
Oh, and, okay. I actually have that.
Yeah. And also, this was on NBC, but it just got canceled recently, but it's on Netflix now, Manifest.
Oh, yeah. I actually have those two shows. You know what? Okay, that could be the next one. You know, that's the thing. It's hard.
It is. I know this next question might be hard for you, too. All-time favorite movie.
I don't have a favorite movie. See, I'll tell you something. I'm not a movie person. And, you know, I do watch quite a bit with... Yeah, the Marvel movies I've been okay with. Anything with Sylvester Stallone, I do, obviously, because he's my favorite actor.
Right. You didn't mention that last episode.
You know, I can tell you what my favorite show is. My all-time favorite show. It's The Office. You know, I've watched that thing 15 times. And I wait like 2 to 3 months. Well, I can't wait 3 months. It's usually a 1 month break. And then I restart watching from season 1 all the way through season 9. Oh, wow. So I'm that crazy addictive person. But every time I watch it, the jokes, the pranks, it makes me laugh still. It's not like, you think I memorized it? No. I don't. I don't even remember most of the scenes because there's so many seasons. So that's my all-time favorite show is The Office.
I mean, I know for me, that's hard to pick two movies and shows. But I would say a show that I rewatch it now that was my favorite in the past, One Tree Hill. Remember that show, One Tree Hill?
Oh, yeah. I never got into that, though, but I know what you're talking about.
I always watched it when it was out. So when I rewatching it now. I just remember how good it was when I was watching it when it came out. So I'm just rewatching it now, yeah. Here's an interesting question for you, Shower Karaoke. What is the hardest song to do for karaoke?
You know what? All of them. Joking, no. The hardest ones are the ones with the fast beats, high pitch. You know, when people sing the and they carry the way, and I usually just tend to cut it out because I'm like, my voice can't do that. Like, come on. But fast beat songs are really hard. There's some verses where like people are rapping and you're just like, what are you saying? They don't even match the lyrics that I got. So there is most of the time, there are songs that you're just like, why did I pick this song? Like, it sounds great. But then when you're singing it, you're like, this is not a karaoke song. Like, why? So there is quite a bit of songs that are really hard to sing. And it's hard to find the easy ones because I feel like I've used them all up already.
And I got like, it's a lot of hard songs to sing for karaoke. I'm not even gonna lie. Mm-hmm. All right, and last question. Which member of the co-op would you like to listen? Would you like to interview? Give me one that you have not interviewed yet and one that you want to return on the show.
Oh my gosh, I want everybody to return to the show that I have interviewed, including yourself. There's Anthony, Beautiful Fee, Jessica, of course Coupon Queen, we always hear her, but when you hear like just outside of reality TV and shows and singing, yeah, it's always great to have her back.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Cynthia from my collaboration station and Listen and Learn. I would love everybody back who I was able to interview. Who do I want on the show? I would say Jason from the Best Podcast. Screaming Chewy, I haven't had a chance with him. Oh, Bromar would love for him to come back. I'm trying to remember who else I haven't had on the show, but I want everybody else to be on the show. I know everyone's kind of taking a hiatus on their podcast because life just got crazy. But yeah, I'm hoping to get some new people back onto my show and really share their experiences through podcasting. I know Michelle Miller's been a couple of times and she's fantastic from Mentors on the Mic. I feel like I'm saying her podcast name wrong. Mentors of the Mic or Mentors of the Mic? I don't remember.
Mentors on the mic. I think Mentors on the Mic.
Yeah, there we go. So, you know, I would love to have everybody back and interview the rest of the people that I haven't had a chance to. And again, we just got so busy.
Yeah, I know for me, I mean, I had a lot of people to cover as well on my show already. I do want all of them to come back as well. But for them who, the one that I haven't bring on the show yet, I mean, I'll call the one everybody, but Screaming Chewy would be an instant one. That's the one who I think, who I want on the show next. So Chewy, if you're listening, hit me up. Everybody else too, hit me up. So, you know, and Angelica, thank you for coming on the show. You was amazing. It was always good talking to you. And your stories have always been amazing. And I love to again, thank you. And wow, thank you for coming back. You know, one year later.
1 year later, here we are. I cannot believe it. Of course, I can't forget Marco from Where Did the Rabbit Go? That guy's knowledge in science. I'm going to plug it in. I hated science. And if I had him as a teacher as a kid, I would actually been a science brainiac. So that guy deserves a lot of credit because the way he describes things and teaches you things, I'm just like, oh my God, all this time.
Oh yeah, Marco too. I got to bring Marco on the show too because I was on his show. That was the last person I was on recently. So I got to bring Marco on my show too. So Marco, listening. Marco, you're listening as well. Everybody the co-op. So Angelica, you ain't know what to do. Drop all your social media and everything that you're doing. Let them know where they could listen, where they could get your product, where they could nominate. Drop it all right here. This is your time.
Well, you can find the podcast, A Little Bit of Everything with me, on 20 podcast platforms. You could definitely head over to my Instagram at A Little Bit of Everything with me. And you can find the link in my bio. You'll find all the information required to vote for the podcast for Latin Podcast Awards and obviously community, Etobicoke community votes as well. You can jump in there. But you can also go to my website at www.everythingwithange.com. You'll find more information in there too. But I'm usually on Instagram. Reach out to me. Like, I love interacting and engaging with other listeners. If you want more information of stuff that I've spoken about, definitely reach out to me through Instagram or on the website at everythingwithange.com.
All right. Thank you. And also look out for me being on A Little Bit of Everything with Me podcast really soon. So look out for that.
Yes.
Really soon. Probably twice.
It's going to be on A Little Bit of Everything with Me. And of course, Ken needs to come back for Shower Karaoke for season 3.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll definitely be back for that too. You know, I'll be back for that. Yes. So look out for that. Thank you again, Angelica, for coming on the show. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
All right, thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spinoff series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out the Old School Show with myself and the star Righty Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Bonna B, where we talk about anything relationship-related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursday, a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Righty Rod every fourth Thursday. And Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. True!
I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into this latest episode. Thank you to my special guest, Angelica from Little Bit with Everything With Me, coming on the show once again. Keep doing your thing. Congrats on the podcast award and the upcoming nomination as well. Everybody, check out her podcast show. She got many blessings coming her way. She's killing it right now. I'm proud of her, man. Just keep inspiring others about your story. Angelica, you're doing amazing and keep doing your thing. And y'all already know the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, the star writer Rod, maybe, and long live the Chief Miley Mel. We return this Wednesday at 12 a.m. So look out for the next episode of the Premier Boy Podcast. We are back. Season 2. We are finally here this Wednesday at 12 a.m. Y'all already know where I'm at each and every Sunday, Mr. Gemini, like the podcast. Each and every Sunday, we are on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, TuneIn Radio, and many more. Y'all already know a conversation about music podcasts every first Sunday. Season 4 continues every second, third, and sometimes fourth Sunday. And every fourth or fifth Sunday, the Old School Show with myself and the star writer Rod, which next episode is the Old School Show. And we got Mr. Aaron Sam returning to the show for the Old School Show, where we talk about old school cartoons, the Saturday morning and afternoon cartoon schedule. So yeah, we're gonna dive into that, and yeah, hope y'all looking forward to that. Each and every Saturday, if y'all live in the New York area and y'all need a spot to go, Best Saturday Party at Taj, 48 West 21st Street, 25th and 6th. Let me repeat the address. 48th West 21st Street, between 5th and 6th, Taj. Table reservation only when you say premiere at the door. I repeat, table reservation only when you say premiere at the door. Come through and have a good time. And y'all know, if y'all want to be on my show, the Old School Show, a conversation about news and pocket, even Date Night Talk, when it come in real soon. Or if y'all want to be on my main show, the main show, y'all could DM me, Ken_MrGentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, _ Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. Or y'all can send me an email about yourself and everything that you do to my email, Ken, YPGENT@gmail.com. Ken, YPGENT@gmail.com. so y'all could be a part of the show. And once again, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into this latest episode. Thank y'all, and have a good day and night wherever this is episode.
Hi, this is Michelle Miller from Mentors on the Mic podcast, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle.